Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Heart-wrenching image of a doctor holding an elderly patient goes viral. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. An image of a doctor holding a lonely elderly patient in the ICU was taken by Go Nakamura. The photographer had his camera in the hospital at the right time to capture the heart-wrenching moment, and the photo went viral for showing the brutal reality of COVID-19. God has given Go Nakamura of Getty Images a special talent for photography, and Go made use of this gift during the coronavirus pandemic by regularly visiting a COVID-19 intensive care unit in Houston. There, the photographer would document the heroic efforts of medical staff on the front lines, and one of his visits put him in the right place at the right time to capture a powerful image of a doctor that would later go viral. Go Nakamura was shadowing Dr. Joseph Varon, an ICU doctor who had worked over 250 days straight. It's the doctor's passion for helping people through this crisis that keeps him going. "Unfortunately, I can't take any days off because there is nobody else that will do what I'm doing," he says. So on Thanksgiving Day 2020, Dr. Varon was right where you'd expect him to be, working in the ICU. Photographer Go Nakamura of Getty Images was there too, and he caught an incredibly powerful image of a doctor and his patient. As Dr. Varon was walking through the COVID-19 unit, he noticed an elderly patient in tears trying to leave his room. When Dr. Varon asked the man why he was crying, the response wrecked him. "I want to be with my wife," the heartbroken patient replied. At that moment, Dr. Varon knew medicine couldn't heal what ailed this man the most. He was lonely, afraid, and isolated. And in a moment of pure humanity, Dr. Varon reached out and embraced him. "I just grabbed him. I hold him," he said. "I did not know I was being photographed at the time." But thankfully, Go Nakamura of Getty Images was there with his camera to catch the powerful image of a doctor holding this downtrodden man. This is the reality of COVID-19 for both the patients and frontline workers battling against the pandemic. Patients are alone and afraid. They don't know when or even if they will see loved ones again. In these desperate moments, they crave the comfort that comes through basic human contact. But instead, barriers and protective gear meet them at every turn. Of course, these measures are designed to protect them and others. Yet the isolation must only add to the feeling of hopelessness. The image of a doctor hugging his heartbroken patient shows the struggle of frontline medical workers too. They are a lifeline in more ways than one. Doctors, nurses, and all working to treat the coronavirus aren't just providing medical care. They offer compassion and emotional support during a dark time for their patients. And for some, they are by their side, filling in for the loved ones who can't be there as they take their final breaths. All of this weighed on both doctor and patient in the powerful moment where Dr. Varon embraced the elderly man. "I was feeling sad, just like him," the ICU doctor explained. "And I was just recollecting all the patients that I've had to do similar things with. You know, I will go into rooms, I will sit on their bed and chat with them because they truly need somebody to give them a hand." This is why the medical field is a calling versus just a paying job. It is so much more than just using equipment, administering medicine, or performing procedures. God bless the heroes out there serving their communities during this pandemic.
Hey, listeners, I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Waitress's jaw hits the floor after Blue Bloods' Donnie Wahlberg leaves a $2,000 tip. Written by Alyssa Forsberg. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. From the show Blue Bloods, Donnie Wahlberg gave one waitress a shock after he left her a huge tip of $2,020 on his lunch bill. How generous! Donnie Wahlberg was recently eating lunch at one of his regular restaurants in Massachusetts. After paying his $35.27 bill, the singer from New Kids on the Block left his regular waitress, Denise Andrews, one big surprise. A $2,020 tip! And after the hardships that many people have faced in 2020, I'm sure that huge tip meant so much to her. It's not the first time Blue Bloods' Donnie Wahlberg, brother to actor Mark Wahlberg, has done something like this. In 2017, he left a similar tip after dining at Waffle House. The Lord has blessed Donnie, and it's amazing to see him blessing others. This time, Donnie left a huge tip at Marshland Restaurant. It is located in Plymouth, Massachusetts. After the surprise tip, the restaurant took to Instagram to thank the actor. "A very special thank you to our friend Donnie Wahlberg," they wrote in the photo's caption. The owner of Marshland Restaurant, Marty Finch, shared about Donnie's generosity in a recent interview. "Donnie has been here in the past and he always asks for Denise. He had his normal order, steak tips with some grilled asparagus and some poached eggs. She always knows what he wants," he said. "When he left, he just said, 'Denise, you're all set. The payment is on the table.' She always says he's a very good tipper anyway, but her jaw dropped, to say the least, when she saw that amount of tip." And in a way of paying it forward, Denise did not keep the whole tip for herself. She was kind enough to split it with her coworkers, and she even donated some of it. "Denise was very generous," Marty shared. "She tipped out her fellow waitstaff and the guys in the kitchen, and she actually donated too. She's working on getting two families turkey meals during the holidays, so she's generous herself. Donnie said to pass it on, to keep this positive stuff going. So she's trying to do that as well. What an amazing story, and what a great reminder to us all to be kind to others and pay it forward when someone does a kind act to you."
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast, and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. This episode was produced and edited by Stacy Marshall. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Are you concerned about tensions in the Middle East? Do you wonder where we're currently at in the biblical timeline? Are we really in the last days? Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Carl Muller with the Inside the Epicenter podcast. Every week, my co-host, best-selling author Joel Rosenberg, and I answer those questions and more. You'll hear inside knowledge of our meetings with leaders at the highest levels of government in the U.S., Israel, and the Middle East, equipping you to filter the news with biblically sound insights. Find Inside the Epicenter on your favorite podcast app or go to joshuafund.com to listen and subscribe.